Pochettino is a fraud. The most confused team in England.
10-man West Ham. Boporize Chelsea.
It will be early to start touching Chelsea.
Arsenal players have been mesmerized. If you come out to punish these players, also more they put public trials too for this referee.
Hello, my people. Una, welcome to Football Mede Mede Podcast, the first one for this cha-cha season. We just land. We're talking about the 2023-24 season. Una, welcome. And of course, the Republicans, we don't thank that Gidigba to make sure say everything go toele-toele this season. We get plenty and plenty more to come as far as today concerned this season. My name is Jovita Eke, and of course, as usual, I waka join body as Liverpool, the TikTok am. I will never waka alone. I waka with Emmanuel Atta and Onokala Onyebuchi. Una, welcome.
Sexy, fantastic. Last season, Arsenal make me cry. Matured band.
Chai.
That why Arsenal make me cry last season. First podcast of the year, I go wear glass. Because my eye, tears is still my eyes. So next episode of the podcast, they see my eyes.
Jovita, good morning. Everybody listening to us. Good day. Ingo soon cry this season. Because not only him.
Your papa will cry.
I don't think David. Well, we don't prep up for this season and we are ready to go. Are they very, very happy?
See, if you give me any, I'll give any.
This season, I need to forgive anybody.
Last season.
I cry, continue this season.
My people, when I don't hear, I'm on top that cry matter. Make we enter fully into the end where we get for today. And of course, the new season don't start. We don't see match day one and match day two where they don't play for the English Premier League. But then, for some clubs, despite the fact that they can enter market, then buy clubs like Chelsea FC. We don't see, say, upon all the pogri where they spend. It be like, say, market, one for press them. And I know, say, lean on me, no be press me die. But it be like, say, for Chelsea case, now so it won't be. But then before we enter Chelsea matter, make we take a look at the game against West Ham United. 10-man West Ham, Bokorize Chelsea, 3-1.
It surprised you? It can never surprise me. I don't change Chelsea Football Club name to MMRO. Money Miss Road Football Club. Because this Chelsea team, they don't get plan. They don't get structure. Chelsea go just wake up one morning. Who Arsenal won't sign? Who man you won't sign? Go carry by the money be. They don't get plan. Because I don't understand how Chelsea, when you go they sign two defensive midfielders. Moussa Caicedo for world record fee, English Premier League record fee, and Lavia. Do you need both of them? Where the structure? No, they don't get plan. That now why you get money in money, when you give them extra money, a problem. They get two confused billionaires. Good example, Egali, that guy. I remember Mudrik Mata. Arsenal, they negotiate. Oh, but the guy just travel coin where he come. Okay, carry private jet, go. We carry Mudrik, come. Money Mr. billionaire. Same thing do Caicedo. Enter England, I him go negotiate himself. Collect this guy. And look their pattern of play. I think Pochettino get a lot of work to do. A lot of work. And I don't know how Chelsea matter to be like. Why you take cash like this? They made a lot of good sales and make good money. But if you look at their team is less the most confused team in England. Everything confused from their defense to their attack. Like, they are the most useless team in England.
Make my point.
Don't let me know they talk. If I talk, I'll be your meat. Useless club in England. Like, you can't stand them. Why you go spend in three seasons?
In three seasons.
Don't spend a total. They don't reach a 1 billion mark.
Last year, January,
let me talk. Last year, January, they spent more money than every club in Europe. Club in Europe. Only Chelsea spend that money. This is 1 billion. They don't reach a 1 billion mark.
Yes, so.
In three good seasons. I'm gonna call them useless. Make I hate them. This money is in there for other clubs. Don't do so kind thing. Though it's their money. I can never be entitled to what Chelsea is doing with their money. But get I go take your money. Get sense. Get sense. The same Chelsea started this program. Remember when Roman Abramovich come England, I remember carry Russian money come, all your money come, bully every club. And they do them again. I don't know why the pressure not even they high on Chelsea. The English press, they too quiet on Chelsea. Then they spend this money. No, then they talk to Chelsea go win league. Or finish top four. No pressure on them. And this money they spend.
I don't do that your money.
Useless club. Emmanuel. Yeah, this man, talking about Bolly and of course Egbali come, they invest money. Now they bring Pochettino come. Pochettino flush out no old player for that Chelsea team. The last player will remain there, now Kepa Arrizabalaga, and they don't go alone for Real Madrid. Now, this man say, see what thing I want, see who I want, see who I want. They carry money again, enter market, begin, they buy, and they never buy finish, yo. Chelsea still, they buy players.
Yeah, the one you won't sign,
but then, Petrovic. With all these things where they buy, you know, if you say Pochettino, they dig his own grave.
For sack. You know they dig in grief for sack. Chelsea don't really get structure. So what did they need?
What structure they get?
Allow me to when you talk, I don't
interest. Sorry.
Chelsea don't really get structure. Chelsea be like sheep. They need good captain to seal.
Wow.
Now Pochettino and Amawe don't do England before you don't come back. Now just two games Chelsea play. They get 1 point. They if you check the league table, they're on 15 points after 2 games. It's too early to cast them with bad mouths. Wow. But that's what people don't get money. We know some people, they support team where they sit on top of the table for 8 months and then we league. Nobody die. You understand? Two games too day early for you to judge the team right now.
So if you a say lot of pressure, a lot suppose of teams, you're on top of Pochettino right now.
A lot of pressure go on right now, but it need to bounce back. To me personally, as most experienced and expensive football commentator, wow, it's today early to start judging Chelsea or start calling them useless. You understand? To me, Chelsea never did useless.
They're
on the right
track.
Make her come to Obuchi. Moises Caicedo get the opportunity to go Liverpool. So they then drag this Pogri onto transfer matter, drag him until he reached Britico record of 150 million. This guy come inside against West Ham, do so many mistakes, where eventually gift West Ham one of the goals for inside the team. You know if you say, for inside the game, you know if you say pressure of that Pogri go affect this guy, whether they call Caicedo.
I totally agree with you. Like Chelsea, they very, very useless. But Caicedo, they very talented.
Caicedo,
a player with the ball. And I talk him before they even sign him. Whether you like him or not, 115M on top a black boy head from nowhere, pressure go enter him. And if they come a Chelsea team, we don't know their place. We don't know their structure. We don't get plan. So him too go they confused for the confused system. When he entered that match, look at when even know what team they do.
At all.
Because the team don't know what team they
he
do.
He was confused.
He was in Brighton. We get at least playing pattern. So in the ball for Brighton. Even play as a right back for Brighton. But in come Chelsea, when you know what team they do. But the good thing about him, he say, the pressure don't go there much because he's a defensive midfielder. Nobody expect him to do long pass. Nobody expect him to create assists. They expect them to score. They expect them to tackle and at least protect the front line. So he get less pressure on top in body to use time to do what Chelsea. But with time, that now when Chelsea fans go come in. Because the English press, whether like they don't go support this guy, yo, that's the simple truth. They don't go back him up. Like last week, in name or in face, been there like all front page of papers. Because the pressure come when the money is much.
Yeah.
Good example. Jack Grealish will go Manchester City. His first season, he was useless in his first season.
Yeah.
Very useless. But the difference, we say, in the play or a City squad, we get world-class players.
True.
So when they see
so just not world-class players.
No, now, nah, can you compare? You
excuse me, Enzo Fernandez, no, we walk up. No, world-class players. Which now?
Emmanuel.
You want to make us
Emmanuel.
Excuse me, you
want to be winning the World Cup make you a world-class player?
Yes. Wow. Yes. I will give you an example. For every single player, wait now. Wait, make I joke.
One question. Don't be stupid. You can compare this Chelsea squad to City squad. You cannot.
We cannot, but not to say that. You can't say they are useless. They have quality players.
I still ask Emmanuel
Attah. What did they need?
Does winning the World Cup make you a world-class player?
Yes, and I go define her for you.
Define
her,
make her
a player who play in Portuguese league for every minute of his season before the World Cup. Mm-hmm. He went to the World Cup. It was not just...
So that made him a world-class player.
Listen, no. Not just some matches in every of Argentine game to the final. And he was very, very, very flexible in any position. You understand?
When this Chelsea team,
all of us that will be here will sing their
when
praises.
Chelsea started that game against West Ham, we saw a totally unique, different Chelsea.
Mm.
But then, in the second half, we can't see the Chelsea of 2022-23 season.
Mm.
What did cause that one?
Now the Chelsea, these are different individual players. Individual talent, they just come together. They need
world class again.
No, they're the ones. No, I don't say all of them are world class. I say they are individual world class players. And I give the example. I say Enzo Fernandez is a world class. Because you know how I want to define that. He play World Cup. You understand? So you say in no single one. And I tell you,
that's not what I said. Listen to me.
So wait now. I will. There are potentials there. Mm-hmm. You understand? See, see Jackson, Nicholas Jackson. Mm-hmm. See Shukemeka, that Nigerian boy. Oh, potentials there. You gonna say these ones? What did they need? Now what they body call synergy? They need to blend, come together, and adjust with time. They said, "Now time you go take stamina, we call it papa name."
Can I make my
they
point?
Need patience. They need togetherness.
Can I make
when
my
they
point?
Play 2-3 times, they go understand. This Chelsea team will be they will become strong force to reckon with.
Before the,
which do you think this Chelsea side? Get what it takes to contend for the title this season.
Yes, they get.
I don't think
they
think,
get. Arsenal no get.
They call your name
because you don't go answer the question in normal
they call
way.
Your name.
They get.
Okay.
They get.
Can I answer now?
Oh yeah.
They get in terms of they get potentials not to win the league, but potentials in player delivering. Chelsea get one of the youngest team. See, players like Ian Mason, that boy they play ball. Humphrey's one of the best young players. Jackson also very, very good. Modric the flop, but also he's a very, very, very good player too. They get one, but we don't go on loan now. This Italian boy. They get Leslie Ogochukwu, one of the best DMs in France. So they get a lot of players who get plenty potentials. But when you put a lot of young players together, it takes time. Good example. Arsenal get plenty of young players. The reason why Arsenal don't win now because they get so much young players without any experience. But the good thing about Chelsea, we say, time still they on their side to either they do one or two things right there. But contesting for the league might be too far. The reason why they get their project on the league now because they spend too much money. When you spend this amount of money, you have to win something. You have to win something because spending means you want to achieve greatness, and they are not close to it.
When your mentality day for a team where you say they didn't win anything,
this,
they know they are not used to spending.
Because
people will spend change in a big money, so they make money.
You are finished.
In the history of Arsenal,
you are finished.
Since they established Arsenal,
this is the last program we are doing together.
Since they established Arsenal,
I can't be insulted.
Has Arsenal ever spent half of what the Chelsea don't spend? So all spend this kind of money,
like all right. From that one, make we look at the coaches. David Moyes, Mauricio Pochettino. David Moyes show their bakara we be say people take Noam. And everybody knows say West Ham na defensive team. But then they brought something extra. Despite the fact that Chelsea was the better team.
David Moyes na OG. OG in terms of coaching average clubs. Because in life you're in control. Some coaches don't they go to coach average clubs. If you take them high, the pressure will be too much on them. But also David Moyes did fantastically well for Everton. Keep West Ham win their first league title, their first trophy in how many years?
Yeah.
So in your understanding, job, Pochettino is a fraud.
Person, Papa.
Pochettino is a fraud, not in terms of stealing money, but in terms of coaches. The PR when they get is unfair. Pochettino is good when it comes to coaching smaller clubs. He can't coach a big club. They go saying carry Tottenham Hotspur enter finals. Okay, he was lucky because look what he wrote. He was lucky. He went to PSG. Him get Neymar, get Mbappe, get Messi, messed it up.
You know, willing.
What has he done? If they put you for that PSG coach, you go willing.
I'm not a coach.
If they put you there,
I'm not a coach. I don't care what I'm.
If
I'm
they
not.
Put your village headmaster there,
I'm not a coach.
So it's different.
I'm not like
so you.
You
can't
even watch
from Chelsea. And in the next 6 months, they'll start with Tino.
James Ward-Prowse.
Fantastic player
from Southampton to West Ham United.
Yeah,
and we see
what in delivering that day for midfield. He take over the midfield. Even the fact that if you say Chelsea get opportunity for that first, especially that first half, they get a lot of ball possessions. The likes of Raheem Sterling, individual brilliance for the English guy. But I expect the experience of this guy for that midfield overshadows every other player on that Sunday. And don't forget, say, Jovita, this is what they're talking. Now, Derby game, now West London Derby.
Yes.
So, Moko just cut Chelsea some slack. This is not their second game. You understand? Moko see what happened against Luton Town. Moko see what happened in there. After Luton Town, they play their other games. At least give them before the international break, September. You will see if Chelsea goes in there on 15 position with 1 point. They will go no say yes. Bushi can actually talk all this talk where they talk. But for now, if Chelsea bounce back, they can't look like team where they might not really ready to compete for the league yet. It's too early, but I did very sure see top four is a guarantee for them.
All right, before we look at other teams, the man that they call Raheem Sterling, we saw something different about Raheem Sterling for this new season. What do you feel say contributor? Because last season, everybody didn't matter, you know, to do well, but this season, Raheem, they on a totally different form.
Like, he talked for the season, saying one win, highest goal scorer with Chelsea.
Wow.
And Sterling, a player, we get talent. Sterling, a whole talent. As a young boy from Liverpool to Manchester City, him, a player, we see coaches they like. Because he get that work rate. But the work rate right now, he don't should be called. He take on players. He's a winger and he's very, very fast. That West Ham match, that when he won a front, he need to go back.
That's true.
Front, front, front. So Sterling, they're very talented. I think he just need the extra motivation. Because Chelsea last year frustrates everybody. Even their players, they're very frustrated. It just be like hell for most of them. So right now, I think the new fresh air of the new front coach, maybe don't help them. But Sterling, I like what I see with Sterling. Maybe because you don't see Jackson, we're very, very fast. So two fast players, it makes sense.
All right, from that one, make we take a look at the one we happened for the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, talking about Spurs and, of course, Manchester United. Nobody expects that one from Man United.
I expect them. Because if you see Man United opening game against Wolves this season, it shows they never really prepare. And I had the opportunity to do that game live on radio with somebody. I don't want to call him in, man. So, in the so for the very first time, I noticed something about James Maddison. I don't really value that player when he did Leicester. When I see new talent, I can't ask the person who I don't read you with them. Say, why didn't they call this guy? Why didn't you call this guy instead of Jack Grealish and Raheem Sterling? You understand? But I see in switch, in synergy, they went complete with the new captain Son for that game and all that. They put everything behind them, say, okay, they play without their original captain, their before captain.
Harry Maguire.
Harry McKane, where he don't come on.
Harry Kane.
Harry McKane, where he don't come on. They put everything behind them. And they were fantastic from the first half till the end of the entire. Though United at one point get some chances to score, but again United don't really look ready because there are some. If you look United starting 11, you get one particular player where he start. I can't, is it because they signed £100 million euro? Now they start Anthony. So a lot of things was totally wrong for me, for my own part. Say, what did United do like this? So opportunity for them to they play away from home in front of their away from their fans. They need to do something. And for a very long time, Tottenham Hotspur never win United for that stadium. And United and them be the only team for English opposition where they don't beat Tottenham Hotspur past 39 times. You understand? But that day, Tottenham Hotspur decided to put everything behind them and say, look, this team, will be United, will be Spurs, will beat them. And they did everything in grand style. So a lot of amazing young boys came up to party. You know, Papa, Meta, Sa was outstanding for that particular game. And a lot of people won't blame the goalkeeper, Andre Onana, Cameroonian. Me, I don't blame that guy because the guy tried his best. He did some massive two saves for first half. And of course, unfortunately, you know, if he keep all those things. Tottenham Hotspur, they ready to make the top four.
Bucci, a lot of problems don't surround Manchester United before the ending of last season, the beginning of this season, the case of Mason Greenwood, the case of sell club, leave him and no leave. All those things, you feel say follow, they affect Man United because their first game against Wolverhampton Wanderers struggle. The second one against Spurs, 9-4, Yakata Nagbele for ground.
And they ask, what's the difference between Man U last season and this season? What it don't change? Because if I look at the score, what thing don't change? Nothing don't change. If Man U won't play well, they play 100% well. They won't play bad, they play 100% bad. So they take B. Their first game against Wolves, one of the worst games of Old Trafford. I don't know how would not they win that match. I think something is wrong. Against Spurs, first half, they dominate first half. But when they collapse, heavily. And Man U, they look Man U just a set of average players. Especially up front. My God, can them. I don't know the kind, anybody will pay £100 million euros for Anthony. Support the prison, Kikiri. Number one. Number two, they get Rashford when they get football IQ. I like Rashford. Good player, but he never improve. That's when I short. And in delivery, his final ball is so bad. Then get Garnacho. We need even the Garnacho anything. Did they overrate the guy too much? Good player, talented. But what has he done? They get Sancho and buy for £85 million.
They put out for bench.
They put out because of the one. And they call their front line, all of them. They get Anthony Martial. That one will go play one out for 8 months. So up front, very inconsistent. Then buy the young boy, Hoodlum. Good player too. But he don't come now, don't get injury. They get Bruno Fernandes to be their captain. One of the most sauciest captains. I don't know how they think that
guy. I go still come back to that one because a lot of people, they complain, why give him the captaincy?
And they try to dissect their up front for Manchester United. They look like a confused team up front. Defensively, I think they are good. Varane is actually a very good defender.
Yeah.
Martinez, Nkubi, though he's a good player, but into the mess up, in temperament, did very, very, very high. They have a good left back in Shaw and Malasia. Wan-Bissaka is actually very, very good. Maybe they need one extra defensive midfielder to use to, I think, help Casemiro. But up front, no, they have the most. See, teams like Brighton, Aston Villa, get better than them up front. And again, people when they complain, say the Glazers, so they help, then they help, then they help. What do you make them do? They never support this Eric Ten Hag financially. Which player won't want the new sign?
They give you money, you can't go buy.
Do they get money now?
You carry money, go buy Anthony.
Maybe when they call a partner for bag, say, okay, Baba, do this one, do this one.
They give you £100 million.
Maybe they want too much from the club, but at least they give the money that support financially, which is very, very important. And you go buy a player, and say, no, follow right there. So Eric Ten Hag too, now part of the problem too. You need to learn and adapt. Don't be bad game, bad hair only the quarter team.
All right, may we look at the goalkeeper, talking about Andre Onana. Ever since where he come, some people still no get that confidence level. Say, this guy get what it take to play for the Premier League. This guy come from Italy. Before Italy, they for inside Ajax for Holland with Ajax. And now he get the opportunity to play for inside England. And yet, see how things take day. Leaving a David here will be say, win player of the season for inside the club for like more than four or five times, you go bring Andre Onana. You feel Selisano will come back, come bite them?
No, Jovita, life, life
changes some constant, Abi.
Some people go, some people come, you understand? Whether you like it or not, David, time for United don't come
don't
and go.
End, huh?
So, and a good performer, they always leave the stage when the ovation is loudest.
Wow.
You understand? So, I feel, say, David, for David to come out, you understand? Now, the best decision be that if you fight to stay, you go come this surplus requirements and you can't use it. They're not going to look at your face. Whether you like it or not, this guy is the trending guy now. This guy, they bring a lot of things. Premiership teams never understand the style, in style of play. But for a player or a goalkeeper to play Champions League, get to the final, as Man City did so, with the kind of teams they get for front, they struggle to score this guy once.
Amunia, he passed that each final. You know Amunia?
He is one of the best goalkeepers in Europe. All right. An interesting onion, you understand? But it's too early.
To judge him.
Okay. Moku give him like 2-3-4 games. You will see. First half of the game against Spurs, you see some things when you do now. Though he was lucky when he saw some of the boys hit bar.
Moku will look at the coach of Spurs and of course life after Hurricane for Spurs. Now, Indon Waka Komot and the Postecoglou, we don't see the tactical Sabinus where this man carry come the English Premier League, the first Australian we go coach for inside England, and we don't see waiting in fit bring to the table. But then, this man fit carry Spurs go where other managers will don't come. No fit carry them go.
See, yes, I think so. If them go give him enough time. But the good thing about him is say, now the king don't come out, they go understand now, say, okay, our important player don't come out. So we'll give this coach time to use to take rebuild. Ange Postecoglou, a very good coach. Well respected. This guy don't coach from Asia. From Scotland, come England. Talent, they, you know, saying they're very good. Look, Spurs. When you watch Spurs play, you go see a well-coached team. When you see team, you go, no. Especially when players, they put in the efforts for them. Even when they can come on, talk, say, he go like work with Postecoglou, but now because say, he can't let the opportunity of going to Bayern Munich use to take waste. So, not very good coach. At least the basic way he go do for Tottenham Hotspur, the basic, at least, Europa League places. Because the competition right now for England is crazy. For top. Especially when they lose Harry Kane. No matter what they see, they go miss Harry Kane. It's not even negotiable. They go miss Harry Kane. Again, when they go, no go, they come. Harry Kane don't help them bring them out of hell a lot of time. For how many years?
They
go miss them. But at least, other players fit to come in and do the basic. At least qualify them for Europe. No matter the guys check away and sign, but nothing is up. Harry Kane was a legend there. The score goes 2-7. There was love there for a small average club. Now imagine what you could do for a big club. So I like this guy. I love him. I think he's a very good coach.
All right, Mark, we look at other games. Mo, we'll check Arsenal. Arsenal now don't win two of their games. And of course, doing wonders and miracles. Don't get 6 points already. City get 6 points. But then for Arsenal Football Club, make we take a look at this guy where they signed, talking about Declan Rice and how he don't take fitting for inside that team.
I keep saying every day, the two best defensive mid players in England, Rodri of Manchester City and Declan Rice of West Ham. No insult to the rest, but that's not my two. Declan Rice, fantastic. When Arsenal signed that boy, I go cook jollof rice. No wonder Arsenal player William Saliba, immediately after the second match, go for an Instagram status, put jollof rice. Arsenal players have been mesmerized. Arsenal players have been summarized. Don't have wrong English. But Arsenal players love this guy. If you watch this guy play ball, the difference between Declan Rice and Thomas Partey, now say, in get the engine. This guy know the tire. And he knows how to move the ball. He knows how to pass. Imagine Declan Rice playing 207 games for West Ham. An average defensive club like West Ham. Develop of West Ham was their captain for so many years. Experience Oppo. Number one for England. Come on, I just say no go ball for Arsenal. That match against Crystal Palace being one of the match. That now just a tip. Nobody I'm talking about anything sexual. Just a tip of waiting this guy go fit for Arsenal. This boy is special. I cut him. If say Arsenal gets
talk more, talk Arsenal the same time back to back. I know talk.
If say Arsenal gets the Declan Rice last season, I'll say it anytime, any day. Arsenal for win the league. I'm talking about winning.
Make we look at Bukayo Saka. Well, we don't see how far. And of course, the return of William Saliba this season for Arsenal.
One of the reasons Arsenal lose that league position last season because of the injury where William Saliba get.
One of them. Out,
he really holding, affects really step up and it really affect them. Get some games where Arsenal don't get reason to draw. You understand? They lose. And all those games really, really, like their game against West Ham, their game against Southampton, that last season, those games, they don't get any reason to draw those games because of William Saliba no day. But right now, the guy don't come back. Another addition for that Arsenal setup again, where they really did impress. Julian Timber, where they signed from Dutch League. The guy, they remind me of Danny Alves, but now the pro max of Danny Alves. Saka don't step up in game. He matured every
two
year.
Two goals in two games.
Women of the match in one of those games.
Score two, now one goal, no score.
Now they play.
He scored for the first
one. He scored the first
goal. He scored second one now. Now one.
Okay, now that game, okay, yes, now. One goal.
Their next game now against Fulham for home this weekend. So I believe, see, what they just need now, may they just stay in winning. The good team say they do home against Fulham. And Fulham, they don't condemn to victory right now. They don't go just be easy team where Arsenal go stroll past. May they take every game as it comes with seriousness, with serious focus. But the good thing is, Arsenal now, for now, they don't get complete team and they don't get any excuse.
All right, look, we'll check a look at the fixtures for this week. Where we say we don't enter inside, so take a look at the fixtures and, of course, how they go take a step out as far as a day concerned. Because everybody now don't play 2-2 games, match day one, match day two. And, of course, they look forward to match day three. And, of course, this one will happen starting from Friday, will be 25th of August, 2023. Walk in the park for Chelsea.
Luton go beat Chelsea.
No, be walking in the park.
I swear. Luton don't beat Chelsea. No, sexy.
No.
I know they come here next week.
I beg. Make everybody here. Producer here, oh. Bushino Koye next week.
Chelsea
go beat Luton over 2.5 for this
game. When we check this one finish, you get one particular team where I want Mok, we just shook Smoma put on top, talking about Brighton. But then Brighton go meet West Ham on Saturday. Man United, Nottingham Forest.
Man United go win. They go try. They go struggle win. Brighton West Ham.
I don't care whether Man United win.
Okay, Brighton West Ham because of
Brighton, they hot form now.
Yes, forget the hot form. West Ham, because of their victory against Chelsea.
Now, enough don't motivation. Prep them
off. So, for savers, this match, this Brighton West Ham over 2.5.
West Ham win 2-1.
West Ham win 2-1.
Yes.
Bournemouth Sports.
But I don't. Bournemouth Sports, two useless team. Anybody win their problem.
Arsenal Fulham.
Arsenal win.
Brentford Crystal Palace.
Draw.
No, Everton Wolverhampton Wanderers. These two, they struggle right now.
Draw.
Both Everton and Wolverhampton.
Why not here? Not here for this win.
Okay. And Sunday we get Burnley Aston Villa. Aston Villa don't get back their form.
Aston Villa to win.
Aston to win. Sheffield Man City.
Man City to win away.
Newcastle Liverpool. Oh boy.
That's a cracker.
Liverpool to win.
Boy.
That's a cracker.
Liverpool to win.
That's a cracker.
Wow.
That's a cracker.
All right, quickly, make we talk about Brighton. Wonderful form against Luton Town. We see what they do. And, of course, for weekend again, we see what they do. They know they win by 3. They know they win by 4. Now, they know they win by 5.
The biggest test now on West Ham this weekend. If they cross West Ham, then you're going to see their first two games, no be fluke. Could they really stand? But, again, West Ham already play game. We don't give them psychological balance against this Brighton side. And a lot. Don't forget, Brighton said don't lose a lot of their star players. Don't go there.
That's the most amazing thing about the team.
You understand?
They don't lose players, key players.
But you go feel say, okay, because they don't lose some of these Ogbonge players, we draw back their performance. No. So if like, say they get that Arsenal hall where they pick up players, maybe they get one nice academy or they get amazing scouts where they will make you feel say you can be replaceable anywhere. But again, until they play West Ham this Saturday, and they come out victoriously, then I go say yes.
Roberto De Zerbi, what did this guy do? What did he get right for that team?
He's a no-nonsense coach.
Oh, boy.
From day one. Italians, no-nonsense coach. And when you see Brighton, you're going to see they're a well-coached team, well-trained team. And like I said, any player is replaceable. It depends on who you bring come. I'll give you a good example. Napoli will win league for the first time in 33 years. They lost the best defender in Koulibaly. Their best defender in years. They lost their captain, Lorenzo Insigne. Everybody expected and said, no, they're not going to do anything. They brought in two players, Kim Min-jae and Kvaratskhelia. The next season, after they lose their two most important players, they won the league. So it depends on the manager and who you take the place. Everybody is replaceable. All players are replaceable. Actually, the commander player, they come now. It depends on who the coach be to make the surrounding. They're very, very good. So now, what did they say? What they do? And also, as they said, those two players, Kessiedo and Cucurella, they said them to make money now. Yeah, who business they do now? And they bring in Estupinan, left back of Cucurella. You know, they play some well. All right. They bring in Dahoud too to replace Kessiedo.
All right, make we take a look at the new time-wasting rule, the time rules now for inside England for the English Premier League. Now, our next turning point be that one. And, of course, they don't tell referees, maybe they clamp down on players, on managers, anybody will do anyhow, go see anyhow. And in just two games, just match day one, match day two, they don't get 18 yellow cards for dissent and 14 for time wasting.
But too much.
Rules.
I don't know. Why did they give referees too much powers?
So I feel say.
Why?
I feel say the team too
give
much.
Referees too much powers when they are doing their job correctly. You defect the player, no defect. When referee go check VR, do nonsense. You know, when the player is smile for them, that's the reason why you have VR. VR, they remove the human error part. So if you remove the human error part, it constantly so players will react, coaches will react too. So this is an emotional sport. Imagine we as fans, they shout up and down for backyard. Those are the opposition. They're not going to react. But you can react and also be very, very respectful in your reaction. Don't be everything you go say, you won't give you a yellow card. Like, I said that Arsenal match. Something happened, you just jump up and get a yellow card. For what? It is not the military cantonment. The same reference when they try to defend, if you punish them, more could not think they punish them too. If you come out to punish these players, also more they put public trials too for these referees. Let's see what how much one do with their money. What they say? If they pay the referee like $200, then they move like $190 for their money. They go to their work.
When Tomiyasu, because of 8 seconds of time wasting to throw ball, enter, then give him that yellow card, and of course later give him a red card. But then you feel say this club sides need to come together. Go meet the league, make them review this rule because it kind of they disrupt a lot of things. Although they don't already make the rule say if they waste time, then go add time. And now then they add massive time as well.
Yeah, I feel say the FA have a lot of work to do because the players right now they never adopt to the new rules.
Used to the new
rules. That is why you see the numbers of cards in just two games.
Just two games.
I feel say the FA.
Maybe say before season go end 600 and something so cards, both yellow and red.
Time wasting everything, so they will need to have a rethink into those matters again. And also, maybe they will need to do what they call players referee conference. You understand? That way, they go bond together, they go agree. You understand? See, maybe the representatives of the players, the PFA, and the referees, they come together. Then they could pass the message. Okay, this is the reason, and this is what you want. You go talk with you want. I go talk with you. I want. I go talk with you. You agree. You understand? Don't forget, see, football no be England. It did every other way. You understand? So if you know if we adopt, the truth is that no matter how English Premier League entertaining and rich for us to watch today. And the players, they'll be the biggest actors. If you don't consider them, forget the FA decision, forget the referee decision. Theirs is to manage. Theirs is to... But without the players, all this is not going to come. So it is what the players agree. So the players need to agree with the referees and say, okay, this is what we want. If not, this thing will even go worse than as it is.
All right, finally, before we wrap up the podcast, make we sharply look at Saudi Arabia and the kind of money where they pump enter. The last time we see China come with this same pattern, but at the end of the day, China don't pump. And because the money, you know, they even come again, don't they dry up? So they decide to develop the game for their place instead of to spend big bogey, they bring old players come. But Saudi own difference, not just old players. Then they carry young players where they form, and then they spend bogey. Go see a player where they earn £150,000 for inside the English Premier League. They go Saudi Arabia, they earn five times that amount. Shane, Saudi League now the new hub now for this
player. They get oil, look.
Obviously, like if you be a football player. Honestly, and club come for say they won't pay you like 10 days until the end. More remember, say football players, they be workers, so they can't play football forever. So this work they need to do now to save for their family after when they retire. Some of these offers now once in a lifetime offer. So I don't blame any player for collecting a job like doctor, mechanic, or anybody. The highest bidder gets the highest player. So the problem we say, the only question we say, ego they very consistent. But no matter how they go, they go say, no, they sign contract with this person, they go pay their money. It's contract they sign with them. So you cannot go against the contract. Also, you know, say Saudi Arabia too, those Arabs, they get money. Oh. We see what they do with the World Cup. Oh.
Not true.
Their money now, if they rain on me.
So you don't go stop. Jovita, now all your money, you know they finish.
But then, Emmanuel Emeka asks you, Saudi Arabia, with this program where they carry come, should them be threat to other major leagues for Europe?
So. No, I don't think so. Saudi get my money. And waiting other leagues get. So a lot of people, not be everybody, even with the money where they drop, not be still every footballer as you go. You know, just tell, if you like, make you
want
pay.
Mitrovic won the idea, say he must go to Saudi.
You know,
Mitrovic.
You know, if he tells
Neymar, somebody, do you know how much you pay Neymar per day?
Neymar no
€450,000 per day.
No need to tell anybody anything in Europe again. He don't conquer everywhere, he won't conquer. You understand? But you know if he tells somebody like...
He's a global player now.
You know if he tells somebody like Mbappe to go there. You understand? Mbappe still get future, still won't conquer. You know if he tell even our own Victor Osimhen to go there. You know, go because these guys get something to prove in a bigger stage first. They need to conquer. Remember, football is a temporary thing, a temporary business. You need...
All the more reason why you should grab it now.
You get where you go play rich. You get where you go play rich. Even if you don't play again, you go just collect money. We know players where they say they play football again, but they say they enjoy endorsement because of their input to the big game in a big stage. I'll give you an example. Ronaldinho, he played Barcelona. Most of the things where they enjoy today, now because of his exploit for Europe, not because he go play Brazilian league in retirement. Do you understand? So you don't just rush, accept say because you need money. You go just rush, like say money is not everything. Sometimes you need to consider your career and your talent too.
All right, it's not be small something. I don't hear I'm from Emmanuel Atan, of course, on Okalo Nyebuchi, the UFRB licensed coach. But then you where they listen to us, and of course, where they see us live and direct. What do you go do for us now to shook mouth put on top this matter where they on ground? Share the Saudi League. It don't come to stay. I be on a few say when money run out like that one where China do, then go back to drawing board and of course start afresh. And of course, secondly, share Saudi League now major threats to major leagues for inside Europe. Not also forget, Chelsea gets what it takes to be contenders this season as far as they're concerned. Mekuna Shukmar put from Atawede on ground. Now here we go, Tepos. And of course, we'll see you now for our next podcast. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Thank you so much, Buchi. My name is Nastil Jovita, AK. Mekuna, don't forget to subscribe, like, and of course, share as it takes be Football Republic NG. My people, Obiarije, Ona.
Football Republic.